to the former self in art class. You didn't know the boy who sat next to you in watercolor 101 was going to shut himself in his car, stop breathing, break the heart of his father and the whole college. Let's be honest, his cones and cylinders were as lopsided, as badly shaded as everyone else's cones and cylinders. When you hear the news 2 years later, you search your own tatty portfolio for clues, sigh, if only I had known, but I want to shake you and say, you didn't. And anyway, that phrase is a stupider knife even than Occam's old razor. If you went back, with your gray lens of knowledge, to that minute, you'd still be painting the same burnt-out cathedral under burnt orange blood dripping from the sky, collaged with quotations from the wasteland. You thought it meant you were losing your faith, but look, there you are sitting in church 5 years in the future and wondering, like a good Protestant, why you want so much to pray for the souls of the dead. In fact, you could go back and forth enough times to wear a rut in the floor of time, but your awkward brush strokes would still paint a cathedral that lists slightly to the left. You'd still stay up all night worrying about the alchemical substance of the soul. Your grand attempts at phthalo yellow sunrises would still turn murky, while the same boy sat silent beside you, washing the globe of an apple with quinacridone gold, shading it with Payne's gray, the same damp worm asleep on his heart.